more I hear about Mike, the more I like this guy.
Yes.
And he's going to help us win this game. Now, someone's going to win two pairs of two-day passes to Sound on Sound.
This is a huge event.
So there'll be two different people. So we'll have two winners.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
1-877-764-2535. We're playing Stump the Show. We're all going to work together now.
We are.
Five brains become one.
Let's do it.
It won't even equal one full
one. It sounds messy.
I think Mike's going to save us here, though.
It sounds messy. Yeah.
Mike Feeney at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight, tomorrow night.
Yeah, he went to college and everything, so we're good.
Yeah.
We're the final judges here.
Yes.
So we have to say, one, it's a real question, and two, you know the answer, and we didn't get it.
Yes.
Scott in New Haven.
Yeah, I hope this one is a hard one. I don't think it is, though. Who plays guitar on George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
First of all, it's the Beatles, and it's Eric Clapton.
Wow. You got it.
Look at you.
Chazzy.
Bam. Okay.
Shout out to the sky.
You seemed almost angry at that question.
Yeah. You did. You seemed like, how dare you even say
true,
George Harrison is the Beatles?
If you're going to ask it right.
For God's sake, man.
Eric in Southington.
Yeah, how you doing? On the show Dukes of Hazzard, what was the name of the town newspaper?
The town newspaper. Oh, he might win himself a chance.
I mean, Hazzard Times.
Blues News.
It was Hazzard County.
It was Hazzard County.
I haven't seen 1 minute of one episode. I have no idea.
I used to watch it. Yeah. All I remember, the short shorts.
Yep,
yeah.
The boots.
Hazzard Gazette.
Right? Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I would think right, Hazard's in there.
Hazzard Herald?
We have to put a guess in.
I don't know.
AJ?
Let's go with the Hazzard Gazette.
Eric?
You got to be kidding me. That's it.
Wow.
Hang
that
on a second.
Is awesome.
Am I dead?
This is why
you never give up.
Yeah.
You always try.
That was like watching Rocky. That's incredible.
Wow.
And there ain't going to be no rematch.
Wow.
We peaked.
Maria and Derby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Playing lottery
today. The original singer of the Marshall Tucker Band. What is his legal name?
The original singer.
Legal name.
The original singer.
Yeah.
Or the only original member of the Marshall Tucker Band.
All right, so you're talking about Doug Gray?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
His legal name.
His legal name. Douglas. No. Douglas White.
Douglas Charcoal.
Right. Yeah. They call him Dougie. Hey, Dougie, get over here. Douglas.
So it's not Doug Gray?
It's not Doug Gray. Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Doug Pink? I don't know.
Nope.
Is it, okay.
Are you saying it's not Doug Gray?
It is not. Well, that's a name, but he has a different name.
Different name. Dixie Normus? No, that's not it. No, let's see.
I'm hoping Madden doesn't call in.
Oh, Lifeline. You mean a Lifeline?
Okay.
Right.
I know what Maria this is now.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to have to, what do you think? We're going to have to give an answer. We're going to have to just give an answer. We're going to just guess.
Would it be Hazzard Gazette?
What's a really bad boy name that nobody would want?
Right, yeah.
Do that.
Right. Like Doug Hell or something like that.
Now. Or maybe it's like there's an end. Maybe it's like Gray Berg and they just cut off the Berg.
I'm going with that.
Or Grayson or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a name that doesn't sound country.
Right.
Let's go Gray Berg.
Gray Berg. Damn.
Imagine.
Choking on his Zagna? What happened here?
What is it?
Harold.
Harold
Douglas Gray.
See, we should have thought of ugly names.
You did.
And I think AJ.
Wait, his last name?
Said Harold.
Hold on. His last name is Gray or Greg?
Gray.
Right, so it's Harold Douglas Gray.
So he's a middle name.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah.
That's still his name.
It's still his name.
Bad question.
Yeah, but it's Harold. It's not Doug Gray. It's Harold Doug Gray. His
legal life. Right,
no.
I'm furious.
I stumped you.
Oh.
Do we give her a chance? Do we give her a chance?
We might as well put her on hold, I guess.
We could give her a chance.
Yeah, we'll give her a chance.
Segment will continue.
That was a little... That was a little sketchy. That's of a weird. Yeah.
Seems sketchy.
That was a loophole.
Can't you see?
Yeah.
Emma in Wallingford.
No, it's the United States, not United States. Yes.
Right,
right, right.
In what year was the first James Bond movie released?
Oh, God.
Ever?
Wasn't 62.
I want to say 67.
Yeah, it was early was 60s, it? I thought.
I thought it was
yeah, maybe. Right. Nah, I thought early 60s.
I would have guessed in the 60s as well.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm thinking 57.
You might be right.
That seems so long ago.
You said 62 immediately.
They have made like 20 of them, I feel like.
They have. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it wasn't before Sean Connery, there was another guy. Too,
right. That's why I'm thinking 57.
Oh, that could be a trick question, too. Right. Because we're just thinking
Sean Connery.
The franchise. Right. Yeah.
Sean Connery.
Did they have an adaptation before that?
She's asking a question.
Do Q. Working us through this.
Page 007, there's a woman named Emma on the phone right now, and she's posing a rather bizarre question. As to the origin of your character in your movies, this seems to be a regular cell phone, but if you actually hit this button here, it hangs up on her. I say use the hang-up button, 007.
What do we say? AJ says 57. I'm saying 62. What's that, a five-year difference? Do we do compromise? Do 60?
I had 63 in my head, but when you said 62, I was like, okay, I don't know, close enough.
You said 62 with a lot of confidence.
You really did.
It just came to my head.
I have no idea.
A lot of things come to my head. I just keep it myself.
Right, like that year just popped in there, but I have no idea why.
All right, we're going to go with 62.
Very good.
Comedian Mike Feeney is here, and he's at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow night, and you can go to comicsroadhouse.com for tickets.
Yeah,
come see a show.
Yeah, why not?
Long Island represent. Awesome. Woo!
He's from Long Island. His wife's from East Haven.
Right.
Yep.
See? These things can work out. Long Island and Connecticut can work out together.
Yeah, and it is funny because she's Italian and I'm Irish, so it really has the Italian-Irish New York, Connecticut. It really is a meeting of the families.
Corned beef parmesan.
Basically, if you guys have a baby, it'd be this show.
Well, it's funny enough, she's pregnant, so we are having a baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And look at you.
Yeah.
Dave in Milford.
All right. What's the first
mouthpiece?
We want
to talk into your phone.
Want to hear you clearly.
Video killed the radio star.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Can you hear? Yeah.
The Buggles.
Nice boy.
Joe the barber.
Good morning. In the good, the bad, the ugly.
That's us.
What was the name on the grave that had the gold?
Oh, this is great.
That's a good one.
The gold. I just saw this movie. For the first time during the pandemic, and I can't.
The good, the bad,
I can
the
see that scene so clearly.
Hmm. Yeah. That's a famous scene.
Right.
Very famous scene.
That's the standoff scene, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not into Westerns. So. Yep.
I know. I love that music.
Yeah. That's the wrong
Jeopardy.
Music.
You're doing Jeopardy.
That's a very good question.
I'm going to doo-doo on you in a second. Knock it off.
All right, we're going to guess.
Right, we're going to guess.
Oh,
we're
God. Guess.
The name of the grave, the gold.
The name on the grave.
I want to say cash, but no.
Is it a trick question? It wasn't an unmarked grave, right?
Ooh.
Is there an actual name on there?
Is this a trick question?
What was the name of the grave?
Just says it again.
The mark that was on the grave, the name.
Okay, I just want you to know, we're going to guess a name, but if there's no name,
okay,
you don't get a chance.
I'm going to shave your head.
If you say there was no name, it was just a cross, but there was a two, like, you there remember
were,
this
yes, of course.
Name, yes. Okay.
It's a trick question, but there was a name on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's trick question.
Oh, it's a trick question.
Did it say RIP?
Did it say dead AF?
I don't even want to play with you. Trickery.
I smell trickery.
All right, we'll give you a chance, but here we go. We're going to guess the name here. What's that? Like, it's a Clemmer,
McCoy or something. I don't know.
You got to think of Western names.
Yeah,
you know, like Western
that's why I said McCoy.
McCoy. Yeah.
McCoy's not bad.
Right, McCoy's not bad.
It's a space doctor.
Right.
I don't know. You said guess. I'm making something up here.
Hang on. What are the Western names out there?
I'm going to go with
Yopin's McCoy backwards.
Clem.
Clem now. Hey, your last Clem.
Yeah, or like a even like a James something.
Yeah, because they have the James gang. The,
yeah, James is a good one.
Right, right. Like Jesse James and Dalton.
James McCoy.
James McCoy. Really? Bones?
Nope, it was wrong. It's called Arch Stanton, but the grave next to it that had the money underneath it was unknown. It was marked with the word unknown on it. But the name he was told was Arch Stanton to find the grave. That's what Blondie, Clint Eastwood's character, was told.
All right, good one. And you would have accepted either answer. All right, you're in the running, Joe.
You're in the run.
Thank you very much. Love you guys. Enjoy the weekend.
You didn't win yet, shut up.
I normally love you, but not right now.
No, right now I'm a little pissed.
Larry in Killingworth.
Hey, happy Friday.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank
you.
What is the real name of Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil?
Vince Wharton. No, Neil Wharton.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Goodbye. Let's get him off the phone before he realizes.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah, technically, if you cut people off before they can tell us we're wrong, we're right on everything.
That's right. We are the final judge.
Yeah. Very good. Goodbye. Yeah.
Good technique.
Derek in Waterbury.
Everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, sir.
How many former presidents are still alive?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so tired.
It's always five.
At least two.
It's always five. Oh, we know.
Is Biden really alive?
Well, he's a current. Well, he's not a former.
He's a former.
Oh.
So we got Clinton.
Right. You
got
to listen to the phrasing.
We got the second Bush.
Right.
Is the first Bush still alive?
No.
He just died.
Yes.
Right?
You got Clinton. You got Bush. You got Obama.
And Carter.
Carter. Trump and Carter. Carter still.
And Trump.
Huh?
Five.
Trump. Wait. Are we sure?
I don't know.
Are we sure?
Right, one more time.
That's too far back for anybody else.
Five.
Right? Yeah, five.
It's five.
Five.
Goodbye.
Correct.
Thank you.
Wow, we're the best.
Tom and Clinton.
We're unstoppable. Till now.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
But it's taking us... five of us.
That was the question. How you doing? That was the question. How you doing? We're doing good.
Yeah, cut them off.
Goodbye. All right. Dan in North Haven.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Someone is punching their dashboard right now.
We are such dicks.
Yes.
What do you mean we? I'm not controlling.
Shut up, Phil.
That's right, Phil.
Dan in North Haven.
Hey, guys. I got one. A popular female singer that sang backup on Frank Zappa's Montana song.
Walking in L.A., she sings.
Oh, Dale Bosio.
Goodbye.
That would be incorrect.
Oh.
What?
Faith Hill. Faith Hill?
What? Carrie Underwood.
Who is it?
It is Tina Turner in the Ikeettes.
Oh, wow.
Ah,
that was a good one.
Look at that.
I know, what's her face? Her husband played drums.
Terry Bozzio.
Yeah.
Terry Bozzio.
Dale Bozzio, yes.
And Missing Persons afterwards, yeah.
All right. Very good, Dan. You're in the running. Let me
verified, by the way. Looked it up. Correct. Yeah. Very good.
Fine, Phil. Shut up.
John in Newtown.
On the show Gilligan's Island, what was the skipper's real name on the show?
Oh, it was Jonah something.
Man.
We've been asked this one before.
A lot of these questions are like way after Mike was born.
Right.
Yeah, oh, easily. What's going on?
Yeah, if they really want to stump the show, they should
be asking.
Me and
Mike can't have fun.
Yeah, I know it's Jonah something.
I'm just here to listen.
Frank Zappa.
Jonah something.
Past presidents.
Yeah. What's going on?
Like on the show Good Times. What?
Marshall Tucker.
Yeah.
What was the device? JJ was always mentioning. Dynamite. No.
Yeah.
I want to say it was Jonah something.
What was it? I was on the phone with Dan.
It was the skipper's real name on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah. We've been asked this.
Yes.
Do you remember?
It was Jonah.
Jonah.
It is Jonas.
Thank you.
Tonight.
Jonas Grumpy.
Thank you.
Grumpy. That's it.
Grumby.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty grumpy right now.
Do we give him a chance? We didn't get the last name.
Goodbye, John.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.